This is Jordan Secchio. Graduates of Calvary Chapel Christian School in California told their classes aren't good enough.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
J. Secchio Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulo.
I will fight for the right to live in freedom.
Hey, welcome to Jay Sekulo Live. This is Jordan Sekulo. We're taking your phone calls this Monday. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. Again, 1-800-684-3110. We're joined today on the program by Drew Ryan, the ACLJ's Director of Government Affairs, as well as Jeff Surtees, an associate counsel with the American Center for Law and Justice, to discuss all of the day's topics. Of course, the financial situation on Wall Street is making a lot of news today. Will that affect politics? We can't ignore that news and Lehman Brothers and all those stories that I know are dominating the news networks you listen to and watch as you start your day today. So we'll talk about that as well at 1-800-684-3110. Democrats saying this is Republicans' fault. How will this play politically? I think the Dow is down 300 points as of right now as I'm watching the television right now. So very interesting to talk about. We'll talk to Drew Ryan about that. How is Washington, D.C. and Capitol Hill responding? We'll go into with Jeff Surtees about our upcoming Supreme Court case, get an ACLJ legal update from the field. And we are continuing to build our petition for those California high school students, the graduates of Calvary Chapel High School in California, who applied to the University of California school system. 9 out of the 95 students who graduate applied to the UC school system. All 9 got accepted. But then they were told their classes weren't good enough because of the Christian background, because the Bible was treated as history, because the Bible was treated as fact. Everything from history to biology, they were told, will not count, and they would have to take remedial classes because, quote, they weren't ready to be critical thinkers yet because of their classes. Now, remember, folks, these students already were accepted into these schools. They got the GPAs, they got the SAT scores and the ACT scores to get in, and then they're told their classes aren't good enough because of the Christian background of the textbooks, because their history book talked about religion's influence on different historical figures. We want to talk to you about that as well today on the program. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. Again, 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air today. Let me go right to Drew Ryan from the ACLJ's Government Affairs Shop. Drew, a lot going on in Washington, not getting as much attention because of the political race. Tell everybody legislation that's going on, what's happening, and also how Washington's responding to this so-called financial crisis in Wall Street.
Well, first, the financial crisis and this, Jordan. A few weeks ago, we had the Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae bailout.
Right.
And I tell you what, there was a lot of grumbling behind the scenes as far as, one, their business practices, and then, two, what is government's role in this situation? I mean, when you have a situation with the Lehman Brothers, the bank that just went under, being $616 billion in debt, questions have to be asked. So there's a lot of talk today about what kind of oversight, what is the best kind of oversight to have on organizations or banks, right, like Lehman Brothers and Freddie Mac.
Let me ask you something, Drew, going to that. Does this push more of what's so-called the liberal agenda for more regulation of private business because of what these CEOs and CFOs and corporate officers have been doing with the books or not reporting exactly where they are? Do you think this is helping the liberals' cause, or do you think people still want government to stay out of that?
Well, to be honest with you, Jordan, I think it is helping the liberals' argument in the sense of there has to be due diligence over how bookkeeping, basic bookkeeping, is being done. So that's one thing that's going to be considered over these next few weeks of what is government's responsibility and how do they address the regulation of these various banks.
It's going to be very interesting, folks. We will talk about that as well when we come back from this first break. We'll get that ACLJ legal update from Jeff Surtees. We've got an important case going to the U.S. Supreme Court in November. We're going to talk to you about our preparations for that, the filing of our brief, which we did today as well. Folks, we will talk to you all about that today on the broadcast. We want to hear from you. 1-800-684-3110 is our number if you want to talk to us on air. I want to tell you, folks, you need to stand with these students in California. The students told, you're good enough to get into our school, but your classes aren't good enough to count. We're going to make you take remedial classes to get credit to start our school system. This is absolutely ridiculous, folks. We want to stand. This case is in federal court. Stand with these students. Call right now, 1-877-989-2255. Join the committee supporting these Christian students today, 877-989-2255.
Imagine, graduates from a Christian high school told that their education is not good enough, that their course credits don't count. That's exactly what happened in California. And now that legal battle could threaten the future and direction of Christian education nationwide. A troubling federal court ruling in California said it was perfectly fine for a university to reject courses taught from a Christian perspective and to deny Christian high school graduates admission to a public university. It's a decision that discriminates against Christian education, a decision that, if upheld, would force Christian schools across the country to consider changing their curriculum. This case is now before a federal appeals court, and the American Center for Law and Justice wants to represent you in filing a Friend of the Court brief. Stand with the ACLJ and sign on today to the Committee Supporting Christian Students. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online at aclj.org. Now there's a great new way to stay in touch with the American Center for Law and Justice, ACLJ Wireless. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekula.
With ACLJ Wireless, you'll get special updates from me and be able to get critical information fast, right from your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
The ACLJ Wireless service, 10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. Choose from the most popular phones. Flexible and affordable calling plans starting at $29.99 with every 6 month of service free. And keep your existing cell number.
By using ACLJ Wireless, you're helping the ACLJ stand up for your rights.
ACLJ Wireless Service from ACLJ Member Services. Call now. 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at acljwireless.com.
This is my right, a right given by God.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekula Live. This is Jordan Sekula. We're taking your phone calls. 1-800-684-3110 is the number if you want to call and talk to us today on Monday. I'm joined by Jeff Surtees, an associate counsel with the ACLJ, and Drew Ryan, our director of government affairs in Washington, D.C., talking about, of course, the situation with the students in California, these Christian school students from Calvary Chapel Christian School. All nine got accepted into the University of California school system, yet they were told their classes wouldn't count, everything from history to biology to literature, because of things like it taught the Bible as fact, it taught the Bible as history. In fact, let me read to you a professor from University of California why they're not giving credit for a history class. This means that when the students who got accepted to the University of California school system go to school, they had to take remedial classes. This is what the history professor said. This history course is taught was rejected for, among other things, failure to, quote, teach critical thinking and modern historical analysis because it evaluates historical figures and their contributions based on their religious motivations or lack thereof. Now, folks, I'm sure most of you have taken history classes and understand how important religion is in them. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're looking at someone who was a Christian, who was a Buddhist, who was Hindu, who was Muslim, who was Jewish, who was an atheist. It matters when you look at world history. It matters when you look at biographies of people. Religion, or the lack thereof, it is part of history, and it moves, it makes political movements that have happened and wars that have gone on around the world. So, folks, for the teachers to say that was wrong, I mean, this is, you see how much hostility there is coming from the University of California school system. We want you to stand with these students as they're in federal court, demanding their rights, demanding that they get credit for these classes, that they were treated unfairly. Call right now, join this committee to stand with the Christian school students, because let me tell you, folks, if it happens in California, it could happen anywhere. You know how these professors are, especially at these some of these state institutions and universities. You pay your tax dollars to fund these schools. These students got in on their own merit, and then they're told their classes aren't good enough. Call right now. Get involved. 1-877-989-2255 is our number. You call right now to join this committee. 877-989-2255. Let's go right to the phones. Jeannie's calling from California on line one. Jeannie, welcome to Jay Sekula Live.
Thanks so much. I just wanted to share that as a Christian homeschooler in California, the news of the Chula Vista and UC schools is especially alarming. I praise God that the homeschool center, which we participate with and pay considerably to be a part of, teaches, educates my children from a biblical worldview. And right. I just have to start to wonder, that at what point on a state and national level are we being, is it taxation without representation, when so much of what we pay into as Christians, we're discriminated against or not able to participate with?
Well, yeah, here's the thing, Jeannie. As someone who homeschools their children, you still pay taxes that go to your local public schools. You still pay taxes that go to the school system in California, the Cal State school system, as well as the University of California school system, which is an issue here. You pay your taxes to those institutions. Now, does that guarantee you entrance into those universities? Absolutely not. But when you are granted acceptance because of your GPA and because of your test scores, to then be told that your classes weren't good enough because you're not a critical thinker. I mean, I'm going to read this quote again. The history class taught at Calvary Chapel was rejected because its failure to, quote, teach critical thinking and modern historical analysis, because it evaluated historical figures and their contributions based on their religious motivations or lack thereof. That is a direct quote from a professor at the University of California who was on the review committee for these classes. Let me go to Jeff Surtees, because Jeff, as we've been talking about in the air, this is a California problem now, and some people that may be listening say, you know what, I'm not surprised this is happening in California. But the truth is, these school administrators and professors at schools all over the country, whether it's a red state or a blue state or a purple state, a lot of them share these same kind of feelings as these professors, and we have to make sure they don't get away with this.
That's exactly right. I mean, this is going to be such an important case there before the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, and other courts of appeal are going to look to the Ninth Circuit here to evaluate what they're going to do, how they're going to decide if other universities and colleges throughout the country choose to go down the same path here. We cannot allow colleges and universities to evaluate a class, an applicant for a college or university, based on their religious beliefs, based on their religious perspectives. If this case does not come out right, and we're going to do everything we possibly can to be sure that it does in our amicus brief, colleges and universities are going to start hanging Christians Need Not Apply notices on their admission office doors. We cannot allow that to happen. It's for the sake of education, we cannot allow this to happen. As you alluded to earlier, Jordan, you cannot separate the study of religion from the study of history, the study of religion from the study of literature, from music, from the arts, from all these things. Religion is part and parcel of Western civilization, just as these other subject matters are as well. You cannot divide the two.
And Jeff is right, folks. When you talk about the situation here where these students aren't getting credit for their classes they took in high school at Calvary Chapel Christian School, that's removed. Moving at one step, and you're going to start saying, no, you're not going to get in, because even if you got the test scores and the GPA, none of your high school classes count. You're really not a critical thinker. You're not ready for this program. They're already discouraging these students. I mean, let me tell you something. You apply to college, you get in, and then you're told you've got to take classes that won't count towards your college education after you've done very well academically. You had the GPAs and the test scores to get in, and then you're told, you know what, back off. You're going to have to take some remedial classes that won't count towards your college education. They won't count towards your degree. This is what's happening here. It's why you need to get involved. Call right now. Join the committee to stand with these students as they are in federal court. 877-989-2255 is our toll-free number. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and sign and join the committee to stand with these students today. Let's go right back to the phones. Michelle's calling from Oregon on line 5. Michelle, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
You're on the air.
I wanted to comment that I went to Calvary Chapel High School, mm-hmm. and it was 14 years ago, but I moved from that school up to Oregon and went to a public high school. My brother and I both tested 2 years higher than the public school students. The education at the Calvary Chapel schools is so intense and full of critical thinking that when we got put into a state-funded public school, you know, we were more educated than they were, regardless of the Christian faith that we were taught.
You know, this is something, Michelle, you hear from all over the country. You know, you go to these a Christian school, and of course, yes, it's going to have a biblical basis in classes, a biblical basis that you may not find in other private schools or in definitely public schools. But the fact is, you still go through the same curriculum. You go through the same tests. You take the same standardized testing. Your teachers are still held to the same levels as other teachers, sometimes even a stricter or a higher level, because the private school can set different standards and higher standards that they want to. The fact is, at the end of the day, everyone everyone takes the same test to get into different colleges. Everyone is judged so much primarily on their school activities and that SAT or ACT test. Everyone knows that when it comes down to it, at the end of the day, if you do well on it, you're going to get into better schools. If you don't do as well, you're not. These students all got into these schools. At that point, what gives the University of California to go and say, you're smart enough, but you're not ready to be a critical thinker because, quote, here's another quote, they fail to encourage critical thinking and scientific analysis in the classroom. This is coming from professors at the University of California about these students. Folks, we've got to get involved in this. 877-989-2255. These students need you standing with them against this school system. 877-989-2255. Let me go to Drew Ryan because, Drew, we talk about worldviews a lot on this program, and here is a perfect example of a conflict in worldviews. Teachers, these professors at the University of California saying these students aren't good critical thinkers because they had a biblical basis in their history textbooks and their literature textbooks and because they looked at things historically from a religious perspective. We know how ridiculous this is, but the truth is, what we've seen, Drew, coming from these professors, these liberal establishments, is exactly this. Anything they can do to push out and discourage these students' religious faith or retrain these students' minds is what they want to do.
Well, a couple things, Jordan, and Jeff kind of alluded to this, is we're seeing religious litmus tests, something that we absolutely reject here in politics. Here in Washington, D.C., it's talked about all the time. We reject litmus tests in regards to politicians' private faith. Yet when we see a religious litmus test being applied to the educational system, somehow all of a sudden it's okay. And I have to tell you, Jordan, were this another faith, were this kids graduating from a different kind of high school, I have to wonder if the University of California, the professors, would feel as emboldened to make the statements that they have. And I got to tell you, there is a double-edged sword going on right now in our society and culture. It seems that you can say anything you want to about Christianity, and yet other faiths are off limits. And I tell you what, it's something that we see here all the time in Washington, D.C. And like you've been saying throughout this show, we need to get engaged. We as Christians, there needs to be, in a sense, a physical pushback against this opposing worldview. And Jordan, you mentioned that. Everybody has a worldview. We have Christian worldviews. There are others that do not have Christian worldviews.
Right.
But you know what? That is what the public forum, the arena, is all about, is the debate that goes on within. And you cannot immediately not include somebody because they're coming from an opposing worldview.
And let me tell you, folks, and Drew said it, and I'll say it even more directly, there is no way students coming from a Muslim school or an Islamic school would be treated this way, regardless if their textbooks talked about God or Allah creating the earth. I would love to see this school system try to tell some student from a Muslim school and see what the reception was like and see how that went over in California, that you, even though you got into our school and had the GPA and the grades and the SAT scores, your classes weren't good enough from your Muslim school. Let's see that happen. Folks, you got to stand with these students. Call right now, 877-989-2255 to stand with these students. Call right now, 877-989-2255.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And now there's a new way you can stand with the ACLJ.
ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow with news about an important new way to stay in touch with the ACLJ, the ACLJ wireless service.
With an ACLJ wireless phone, you'll get special updates from me straight to your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. There's flexible and affordable calling plans. ACLJ Wireless, the latest member benefit that saves you money as you support the ACLJ. Other services include digital phone service, DSL for faster internet, and DirecTV. Call ACLJ Member Services, 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at aclj.org/benefits.
Imagine, graduates from a Christian high school told that their education is not good enough, that their course credits don't count. That's exactly what happened in California. And now that legal battle could threaten the future and direction of Christian education nationwide. A troubling federal court ruling in California said it was perfectly fine for a university to reject courses taught from a Christian perspective and to deny Christian high school graduates admission to a public university. It's a decision that discriminates against Christian education, a decision that, if upheld, filed would force Christian schools across the country to consider changing their curriculum. This case is now before a federal appeals court, and the American Center for Law and Justice wants to represent you in filing a Friend of the Court brief. Stand with the ACLJ and sign on today to the Committee Supporting Christian Students. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online at aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to JSEC Live, folks. We've been talking about this situation out of California. These students told you're into our school system at the University of California. They all graduated Calvary Chapel Christian School, but your classes aren't good enough. You're not enough of a critical thinker. You're not ready. We need to retrain you in some of these core classes, so you'll have to take remedial classes that won't count towards your degree. These students decided to stand up and fight in federal court. We want to stand with them. We've been talking about that situation today on the broadcast. If you want to stand with them today, call 877-989-2255. We're working on this issue, folks. We're filing an amicus brief. We want to do everything we can to make sure these students are treated fairly. They have truly are being discriminated against here because of their choice of high school education. Even though their test scores and GPA scores, everything was great, they got into the school system. Then they're told, no, you've got to retake these classes. Now, let me go to Jeff Surtees, an associate counsel with the ACLJ, because I said we'd do it earlier in the program. Jeff, I want to tell everybody an important update on our Supreme Court case, where we are, the case coming in November. Tell everybody where we are with the filing, the documents, and what's going on.
Absolutely, Jordan. Now, today we have filed our reply brief in our case before the United States Supreme Court, the case of Pleasant Grove v. Summum. Now that the briefing is done, though, the work has yet to begin on preparing for the oral arguments. The briefing is done. Now comes the oral arguments, and that's just going to be a lot of work, and we're going to be in D.C. We're going to be out in Virginia. We're going to be at different locations preparing the oral arguments. Jay's going to be mooting these things over and over again to be sure that we have all the weapons in our arsenal ready to go to persuade those justices on November 12th to see our way in this very, very important government speech case. So while one major step of the work is done, we're now at the second major step, with the next step being argument itself before the Supreme Court.
Folks, we will keep you updated on our case. This course is a very important case, and as we get closer to the date of the trial on November 12th, we will give you more information about where we are, the preparation. Of course, you're going to become an insider on this case and learn a lot about it as we get into the details with you over the air and on our television program as well. But folks, right now I want to continue to talk about what's happening to these students in California, these graduates of Calvary Chapel High School. We have a lot of calls coming in, so I want to go right to the phones. Mike is calling from Florida on line 4. Mike, welcome to JSEC Live.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, Mike. You're on the air.
I'd like to hear your comments. I understand the public school system in this country started by missionaries going around using the Bible to teach people reading, writing, and arithmetic, and that Bible was the number one textbook
right
in our country up until about halfway through last century. And from that, people graduated, and they went on to places like Harvard, Yale, Annapolis, became senators, congressmen, presidents, and even Supreme Court justices. So they must have been learning some critical thinking on that by reading just the Bible alone for hundreds of years.
No.
How is it that now they say that, no, they're not learning critical thinking?
Listen, Mike, you're absolutely right. I mean, you're dead on with the issue. You talk about the founding of the public school system, how these schools started. Of course, the major institutions in the United States founded as religious schools. But listen, Mike, I mean, listen exactly. This is another criticism. The Bible comes up directly when looking again at the history course. I mean, science is one course they target because, of course, the creation of an intelligent design versus evolution argument. And at least we can see where they argue about that, and they try to go back and forth that. Here, what even shocks me more, though, and of course that's wrong, but here they also throw out history and literature classes because of the biblical basis. Here's another description from a professor at the University of California of why the history courses taught were rejected. Again, failure to teach critical thinking and modern historical analysis because it, quote, now listens to this, why it fails, instructs that the Bible is the unerring source for analysis of historical events, attributes historical events to divine providence rather than analyzing human action. So why do these classes fail? Because they instruct that the Bible is an unerring source of human events. Now, these professors don't have to agree with that to understand that these students are still good critical thinkers, are still smart, are still ready for the classroom. But no, they're told they're not ready for the University of California classroom, even after they've been accepted. Let's go back to the phones. A lot of calls coming in. James is calling from Washington on line 5. James, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, thank you, Jordan, for taking my call. Look, I am outraged by the audacity and the arrogancy of these quote-unquote professors of enlightenment.
Right.
I'm also kind of saddened that all the Christian websites aren't white hot with the righteous indignation about what's going on, and there is not a groundswell against this.
You know what I think, James, sometimes, and that's why we bring these issues on air, because sometimes they're very local, and people see this happening in California, and they think, you know what, I don't think this is going to happen where I am. I'm in Georgia, I'm in Tennessee, I'm in North Carolina, I'm in Texas. Maybe I don't see this happening to me, or as you are, you're in Washington, because I'm not part of, you know, Calvary Chapel High School, and I'm not going to a school in California. But the truth is, if it starts happening in one, and then a circuit court, the Ninth Circuit says it's okay, and then another circuit court, and maybe it doesn't get appealed to the Supreme Court, and then you have these precedents that start where they allow these schools to discriminate against students, because that's exactly what it does. Because allowing a student in to a school, a state school where their parents pay taxes, they got accepted, they got the test scores, they have the grades, accepting them and then telling them, well, wait, we're going to make you take remedial classes. Let me tell you, that would turn students away, and it will turn students away. If you were told that you were accepted into a school and then told, conversely, yes, you're accepted, but you're going to have to take some classes for a couple semesters that won't count towards your degree, may put you behind in school, it's going to turn you away from the school. It's going to keep you away from the school. And Drew, that's exactly why we have to engage this issue, because when it comes down to it, those of us who went to Christian school or public school or whatever the case is, you don't want to have this kind of discrimination going on in the school systems. Here I am. I went to a Christian high school. I went to a secular private university. I didn't see any disparities with my fellow classmates. I was a Bachelor of Arts. You know, I didn't see some kind of disparities when I was in the science classroom or history or biology because I went to a Christian school. We all know that's absolutely bogus. If you go to the schools, if you got the test scores and you got accepted, your classes should count.
That's right, Jordan. And speaking as a guy who was homeschooled, you know, the standard was such that when Ned and I, my twin brother and I, went back to the University of Kansas, we graduated with distinction and highest distinction. We found that, in a sense, it was easier to go into a public university based off the education we'd received as homeschoolers. And guess what? It was a very Bible-based educational system. Right. We did a lot of the Abeka books, things like that. And I got to tell you, this speaks to the role. What role do parents have in the education of their children, their right to choose where their children learn and what they learn? And what role does the federal government have? Because a lot of these universities, especially talking about these state universities, receive federal grants. So I think there's a whole host of issues that are being addressed with this one case. And Jordan, I think you're right. I think we're going to see a lot more cases like this spring up throughout the country as this concept is challenged.
Well, listen, I'm proud of these students for standing up against the University of California, not just going along with the flow. And here's what's important. You don't want a precedent. Like Drew said, they get federal funding. Of course, they get taxpayer funding from state taxes. And let me go to Jeff. We're running out of time, Jeff. But just to tell everybody how important this is, to understand that an issue which may seem local to them when they think about it, oh, this is happening to, you know, 9 high school students graduating a Christian school out of a class of 100 in California. I'm not going to California. My kid's not in California. California school system. Explain to people how this can spread. This can become a very bad precedent very quickly.
Well, Jordan, every single Supreme Court decision was once a local matter. Every single one. Every case that works its way up to the United States Supreme Court, which defines, you know, the law from coast to coast, began as a local matter. It began as one case in a federal or state court in some locality. So there is just no telling the trajectory of this case. There's no telling where it's going to go. We've got to nip this case in the bud now so it doesn't create bad precedent, because if it's okay in the Ninth Circuit, it could be okay in the Sixth, the Seventh, and so forth. And we can't allow that to happen for the sake of religious believers, for the sake of education.
Folks, we need you to stand with us right now. You remember Gina DeLuca's story? She was at the community college in New York, told that she wasn't a good enough critical thinker. We handled that situation at that school. She got a good grade in the class, and she moved on in her academic career. This is the same exact kind of situation. These students told they're not good enough. They're not good critical thinkers, that they need to be retrained. You need to stand with them today. Call right now, 1-877-989-2255, 877-989-2255. 5-5.